That was Professor Alexis Jay, who is now chairing, the fourth chair of the Independent Inquiry into Child Sexual Abuse. Phil Frampton from the Survivors of Organised and Institutional Abuse, and also part of the White Flowers campaign, has come on to explain why they're withdrawing their cooperation from this inquiry, which Professor Jay chairs. So, Phil, why are you withdrawing?
Theresa May assured us a long time ago now, that 3 years ago, that survivors will be at the heart of the inquiry. Survivors are not at the heart of the inquiry. At the heart of the inquiry are the big institutions funded by taxpayers' money who so failed survivors. Now, we were also assured a level playing field, and it's not a level playing field. Survivors who've got totally under-resourced are not being given any real support, relying on pro bono lawyers to challenge the police, the armed forces and so forth, all those big institutions which rely on taxpayers' money to challenge them over their behaviour. This is weighted completely in favour of the big institutions. And the real classic example is over the question of those survivors who've been participating or put their names down to participate in the inquiry. For 3 years, they've been given their emotional efforts, have been reliving what they suffered for 3 years, and they're in part of they've been accepted as official parts of the inquiry now, but the inquiry is refusing to give them any counselling support whatsoever until their investigation is heard. That could be another 4 years. We're already losing survivors from participating because they can't go through the mental anguish anymore. They need at some stage to be able to move on. That requires counselling and support. They're refusing to give that. They're refusing to give any serious support for survivor participation in the inquiry. Even though last year the inquiry reported they had a £3 million underspend. That, for me, is cruel, callous, or if you want a decent inquiry, it's totally incompetent. We don't feel that survivors are in any way at the heart of this inquiry. Survivors are being betrayed by Theresa May. It made me laugh yesterday when Theresa May told her party she got them into this mess and she'll get them out of it. She said that 3 years ago when she'd already got two failed heads of the inquiry. She said that to Parliament 2 years ago. Almost 3 years ago now, and it's a bigger mess now. It's just all being put under the table. It's not in the media spotlight anymore. And while it remains, as Theresa May's supporters like the Mail and Sun have said, it remains directionless, it remains chaotic, and at the same time, it's cruel on survivors.
So how does it help matters withdrawing? I understand if you've said your point that the inquiry just doesn't work, but if you're not in it, then what? How do you get your message across?
We've got other things to do. We've got other ways to secure justice. There's more than one way to skin a cat. There are other investigations going on. There's other work being done, for example, over Islington, work being done over the issue of the football inquiry and so forth. There's other work there to be done. But survivors, you know, it's a question of how we use our time, and we don't feel it's effective there. If the inquiry took on board all the things we said, then I'm sure many survivors would be more actively involved. But it's a constant drain on people emotionally. It's a constant wearing down of survivors. This is 3 years now already on top of the suffering people have had before. And we've said, well, that's as far as we can go down the inquiry road, which is just sucking in people and time and spitting them out.
Nigel O'Mara joins us from the East Midlands Survivors Support Group, another member of the Survivors of Organised and Institutional Abuse. And Nigel, you take a different view, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I take a slightly different go. I mean, I totally respect Phil and his beliefs and what he's saying, in fact. I don't believe that the inquiry has done everything it can to help survivors and support survivors in this. But I don't think that pulling away from the inquiry is the way forward. I think that it's going to be more effective if we continue to fight within it at least at the moment. I don't think that it's come, for me, it hasn't come to that point yet where I feel that withdrawing is the only answer.
Phil?
Well, as I said, if the inquiry made the changes which would facilitate survivors' involvement, then I'm sure lots of survivors would want to get involved. I think it's, I think the issues are there. Survivors have put the points again and again, and there's been no serious movement. Let's remember, Nigel, the inquiry meeting seminar which you went to, where you were told to sit at the back, as were other Sawyer representatives, while around the main table were all the representatives of the insurance companies and so forth, supposedly the experts, and you were told to, or others were told to, keep quiet, not say anything in the session, but simply given post-it notes and told to write your questions on them so Professor Jay could answer them at a whim. That is not survivors being at the heart of the inquiry. Now, it took a major protest on that to get to the situation where now they've accepted survivors can speak at the end of a seminar session. That, again, is still not survivors at the heart. And even there, it's survivors under-resourced for actually going through all these, all this effort, emotional effort, which they're having to put in.
Nigel, were you offended by the way you were treated then? It sounded, I think I would have been if it happened as Phil said it was.
I was absolutely offended, and I made it absolutely clear at the time to the inquiry and to the solicitors of the inquiry that it wasn't acceptable and that I wouldn't accept it and that I would speak during the meeting as and when I felt it was necessary. And I did so. And they didn't stop us because we did stand up to them and we did say to them, no, that is not acceptable.
And
so we can, if we do give them that chance, if we do go forward and are able to confront them in a proper manner, then they do listen and they do take some notice. I'm not saying that they've done it very well. I'm not saying that they're perfect, but they certainly have had to move on some things because of our involvement. Now, if we withdraw our involvement, then we don't get that movement. We don't get that going forward, and we don't get the chance to make a difference for the future. And my aim has always been in this to make sure that we've got the best safeguarding rules in the world. And we will not get that if survivors aren't in there and participating.
We will get it. They don't need to be in the inquiry to get that. We've had many changes in this country without the inquiry. The only way this inquiry will move on anything is if things happen from outside. That was shown before, and it was shown now. A handful of survivors are going to be left in this inquiry. That's the reality, because the majority are just totally sick of it. There's inquiries. There's not only have Shirley Oakes walked away from London, some of the Ford Park survivors have walked away as well. Other survivors are walking away from the inquiry because they're sick of the way they're being treated. They don't believe they're going to get justice, and they believe there are other better ways to fight for justice if you want to continue a fight. And that's our view. We're doing that in other areas, and we believe that that is the best way that we personally can take this forward.
I'm also doing things in other areas, and I believe that that's also necessary and absolutely right to do.
Well, some people have full-time jobs as well.
Thanks very much for your time. That's about the most civilised of disagreements of refereed on this programme. Nigel O'Mara from the East Midlands Survivor Support Group, and also Phil Frampton from the Survivors of Organised and Institutional Abuse, also part of the White Flowers campaign. And the organisation is withdrawing from the inquiry, as we said. This is what the inquiry has said about that. We acknowledge their decision. We'd like to reassure all victims and survivors that the important work of the inquiry, including the accountability and reparations investigation that Sawyer were part of, continues. The inquiry would welcome them back should they wish to engage with us again.